Imagine a city where every entrepreneur in that town had your back, would back you no matter what. I am here with my main man, Marcus Haney, the marine entrepreneur. How are you doing, buddy? You hanging or banging?
I am banging, fired up to be here, excited to find that town. Where does that exist?
Yeah, that town is the hometown that we love, the hometown of Sacramento. I was at the Entrepreneurs Organization board meeting today, and you know, the Entrepreneurs Organization is one of those organizations where everyone in the club has each other's back. And I have to imagine that if we could create a town, our hometown, where everybody loved one another, if you're an entrepreneur, you had the other entrepreneur's back, that we would have something special. We would transform the hometown that we love.
No doubt. Well, you're the president of EO, right? You had Lance Loveday come before you and start this opportunity, right, for these entrepreneurs over there. Yeah. How do you guys create that atmosphere?
Well, I think it starts with respect.
Right.
And, you know, we are involved in these small groups, and there's about 70 of us now en route to 125 is the goal within the next couple of years. But I think it starts with being vulnerable. And I think sometimes as entrepreneurs, we get kind of in our own silos, right? We're off alone. But when you get together and you share with one another the pains that are entrepreneurship, the fun that is entrepreneurship, and you share with one another what it's really like. Because sometimes it's not glamorous, but sometimes it's the best thing on earth to do, and there's nothing like being an entrepreneur. And I think when you're able to share that with other people, there's a bond that happens. There's a commonality, and I think that that's when the love begins, and that's what I think the brothers and sisters of EO have. I think it's what we're building here at Haney Biz, Marcus. I think it's what this radio program is. I think it's what our Hanging or Banging podcast is. It's what we're doing through social media. It's what we're doing through events. It's what we're bringing to this hometown that we love.
Yeah, absolutely. We're everywhere, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to be out there. We're posting pictures. Yeah, absolutely. I got you come out of your shell a little bit on Instagram.
Yeah.
So you're doing your thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of a shy person, and I don't seem like that because you're right. I'm kind of everywhere these days, right? I'm on
absolutely.
The billboards, right? Social media. You brought up Instagram. Like, I can't believe I'm posting things on Instagram. I had never even done a selfie. The selfie by traditional standards, you know, with a phone. I mean, so I had never even done that before, and now I've begun doing that. So it's a little awkward as a 55-year-old guy. But you know what? I think when you're building a business, when you're getting your message out, when you're trying to do something that nobody else has done before, you got to let people know. So I'm using every medium possible today.
You
I'm everywhere.
To, right? You have to. When you're on social, you're on a podcast, you're on a radio show. But how do you do that when you're trying to stand above the noise, right? There's a lot of noise in social media atmosphere. How do you feel like entrepreneurs can do that?
You know, I think it's very difficult. I think there's so many ways to do it. I mean, I think you brought up being ubiquitous, being everywhere. I think that's a great start. So, but how do you be everywhere? How do you be everything to everybody? And that's pretty tough to do. So
yeah,
I think sometimes we have to narrow down our messaging. We got to narrow down our audience.
Right.
And so, you know, we're focused on, you know, the business climate or the business community is enormous, but we're narrowed down to those ambitious few, the entrepreneurs.
So,
right? So we've narrowed down our niche. And so we're working to be everywhere within our niche.
Yeah.
Right. So ubiquity of our universe is what I like to call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Ubiquity of your universe.
That's a little bit of a trick that I've learned over these, you know, I'm an old man. I know a couple.
Yeah,
things.
You got a couple of grays going on there.
I don't know how to work the social media apps like you young guys, but
you have
you
a 8-year-old a granddaughter that teaches you how to do all
that's
that, right?
Right? I've got a team.
Perfect.
For sure.
So it's like you're restarting here at Haney Biz. You got your startup thing going. You got the radio show. You decided to build your personal brand. Tell us why you decided that was the course of action you're going to take
at
this stage of your life.
You know, it's a personal brand, but I think it's a brand messaging around the revolution. I think it's so important that this hometown that we love change. We are a government town, and I think that somebody, some small group of people need to step up and change our hometown. I think we're a government town, and I think in order to be thriving for the next 100 years for my grandkids and great-grandkids, you know, the entrepreneurs are going to need to step up, and so I'm here to be the Pied Piper, if you will. I'm here to help bring out their stories. I'm here to share our stories. I'm here to hopefully maybe bring a little bit of education to entrepreneurship and let these entrepreneurs know that you don't have to be alone.
I love that.
I don't know. And I think it started back with, you know, at the beginning of the show is thinking about the messaging that we did, right? The entrepreneurial revolution.
Yeah.
That's part of our message.
Well, what is the Mark Haney tagline? You got you get yourself over here with a bunch of businesses. You're doing your thing. You're building a platform. But what's your personal tagline?
Right. So we have these businesses, Haney Biz, right? We help entrepreneurs be entrepreneurs. The total business partner solution. And you know, we're building that. That's our business side. But on the Mark Haney side, right, I'm the entrepreneur next door. I'm good old Marky from down on the block. I hope I'm the guy that if you're in a pinch and the chips are down, you're thinking, you know, who do I want to call? I've got this challenge with my business. You know, I'm the kind of guy that says, hey, pick up the phone. Call me day or night, 24/7, 365. If you're an entrepreneur, I got your back. And I have this thought that if enough of the entrepreneurs in Sacramento, the ones that got a little more gray hair, the little more, maybe even had a little bit of success, if we can reach out and help enough of the up-and-comers, if we have their back, we can transform this town.
Gosh, that reminds me of the Marine Corps so much, right? We use the terminology Semper Fidelis or Semper Fi, always faithful. Yes. You know, enough of those battle buddies to your left and to your right, you can do anything, right? You can attack the hill, you can defeat any enemy, and if you have the right people around you, anything is possible. And I love that message, and going out to the entrepreneurs, you know, as a young entrepreneur myself, it gives me the motivation coming on the show to talk to you every week. But, you know, so those folks out there that are listening, the young entrepreneurs, the folks who are trying to build their brand, where do you start?
Yeah. Well, I think about the term Semper Fi, Marcus, right? So I sometimes wear one of your Marine shirts around and somebody will say Semper Fi. And I'm like, well, Semper Fi, I'm not a Marine. My son, there are folks like yourself, Marcus, that have fought for our freedom, that have put it all out on the line. And I never want to put myself in a position to be misunderstood in that way. But I do think that messaging, it's so concise. Semper Fi, always faithful. The Marine Corps has done something very special in their messaging. They've made it concise, right? They've made it profound. It's to the point where a guy like me, who's an old man, can be walking through Starbucks and somebody might say Semper Fi if I'm wearing something that that you may have handed down to me from the Marine Corps. So, I mean, there's this bond and there's brotherhood. And I think if you're trying to get your messaging out, there's no question that having a concise and profound message, it makes all the difference in the world. You think about Kaiser Permanente,
right?
So Kaiser, you drive down the freeway and you see their billboard, and it's a one-word message, thrive. And when you see that, when you hear the word thrive, you think Kaiser Permanente.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So having a concise messaging, what other tips would you give to an entrepreneur out there trying to maybe create a brand or recreate a brand that is in the day and age of the internet, of social media?
Yeah, so beyond profound message, I think it's critically important that you be good, right? You be remarkable. And I think if you're so remarkable that people are talking about you, that are sharing your story. I mean, if you think about stories, right, they're easy to share. They may change a little bit over time, but if you are so good that people are talking about you in story form, talking about your business in story form, I mean, those stories get shared. I call it handles, right? So if you have a great tagline like Thrive, it can get shared. If you have a great story, like the story of Marcus Haney building his industrial supply company, I mean, that's a story that we want to tell. Or telling a story of how you were wounded in action in Afghanistan. These are stories that get shared over time, and I think it's those stories that help us build a brand, and I think ultimately that moves people into action. So if you can be so good that people want to share your story, that you are so remarkable that people are talking about you that makes all the difference in the world. I think about, you know, in days gone by, we talk about things like Full Speed Attitude. Yeah. In some of my previous businesses, we talked about that on the gridiron. We talk about that in sports. But one of the things we did is we ran exercises called Everything Possible, right? These are brainstorming exercises where you bring in the most creative people in the world to throw ideas out on how to be the most remarkable. Because realistically, Marcus, every business needs to be different, right?
Absolutely,
so every
yeah.
business needs a differentiation. And if you are different enough, that people begin talking about you, it becomes a story. And that becomes an advantage. And if the story is good enough, it can be a tremendous competitive advantage. So in thinking about that, in this businesses that we started, we had something we called Full Speed Attitude. And we had something we called Stand and Deliver. And our sales reps would stand up and they would deliver their message. Picture a call center.
Yeah, yeah.
And one person decides one day, you throw all this stuff against the wall, and somebody comes up with the idea, why don't we stand up when we're given that message and we project better, right? When you stand up, you actually sound stronger
and
more
powerful.
It's kind
of like smiling when you talk,
yeah,
too,
smiling
right?
when
yeah,
you
yeah.
talk. Stand up when you're presenting. And so when we were talking on the phone with our clients, we would actually stand up and share the message, and obviously it worked. You know, we led our company through Stand and Deliver to be a very strong company in the video security industry. But I mean, we had a concise message, and it began to work, and people began to talk about that, and we became a little bit of the talk of the industry. So I think for any of us, though, Marcus, any of us that are looking to build a brand, any of us that are looking to chase our dream, I mean, I think we have to. Whether you're an employee that's looking for opportunity, or you're a small business that's just trying to get over the hump, or maybe you're even a larger business, you know, or somebody that's got a radio show, maybe a guy on the mission to ignite an entrepreneurial revolution, right? It doesn't matter who you are. I mean, I think, why don't we all have the attitude of, let's be so good that people gotta share our message. Let's be so good that people wanna talk about us. So, I mean, I think in this show, Marcus, I'm kind of almost talking to myself. It's like,
I love it.
Right? I have to,
talking to me
be
too.
Better at what I do. So good, so strong that maybe people wanna talk about us. And I think when that begins to happen, so goes our messaging. As the revolution begins to get shared, so goes our message. So just to all those that are out there fighting to build their business, to build their brand, to get noticed at work, on the job, or in business, to all you fighting a good fight for freedom, for our security and our way of life, to the 13 stripes and the 50 stars, and to that one entrepreneurial endeavor that's always worth fighting for, yours. Never above you, never below you,
always by
your
side.
All my woes begin to hurt.